Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Don't miss it, mzalwane. Available amathikithi imanje nje ngikhuluma akhona amathikithi so gijimele cricket usitholele elakho ithikithi noma shayela ucingo la ekhaya uma mhlambe kunokunye othanda onombuzo ngakho uthanda ukuthi sikuchazele kabanzi ya ungashaya ngekhadi zomsebenzi ku 012334 1200. Lesesikhathi ngisinikeza wena ukuthi ushare nathi izwi elikubusisile olizwe enkonzweni olizwe la benihlezi khona ningabazalwane nixoxa kukuhle kumnandi nikhuluma the good news mhlambe yizwi eli uNkulunkulu alibeke la enhlizweni yakho and ngesinsikhathi nginokuthanda ukuthi uma mhlambe sisikhona isikhathi kukhona okwenzakalayo mhlawumbe uthanda ukuthi ke sikukhulekise kungenzeka ukuthi in your community kukhona izinto ezingahambi kahle njengoba ke kwamanje uyazi nje umhlaba wonke uyanyakaza ngale ndaba ka baby cwecwe lo ona 7 years. So last week besikhulekela yona bazalwane uma kukhona izinto ezifana nalezo okuwukuthi kumele yazi siye ku war room siyilwise le zinto asiyishireni mhlawumbe uhlala ngale East Rand thina sila e Pretoria asazi ukuthi kwenzakalane uhlala eSoweto uhlala eDurban kuphi nakuphi la ukhona asishireni and then bese ke sithatha konke lokho sikufaka kuma prayer point wethu lapho sikhuleka uNkulunkulu uzozizwa inyembezi kanye nezikhalo zethu bese wenzani uyaphendula. Okay, now umyalezo la noma izwi selisharela akashongo igama usharela incwadi ka Philippians 3 lapha ku verse 10 to 11 uthi ithi la I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. Verse 11, Philippians 3, verse 11, bese yaqhubeka ithi, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Philippians 3, verse 10 to 11, yizwi asherela lona, sibonge kakhulu. And then Dr. Lungile Madinani, uthi naye unezwi la, athanda ukusherela lona, incwadi ka Luke 18, lapha ku verse 1 to 8. It's where Jesus emphasizes the importance of persistent prayer. Uthi, my message for today is pray until something happens. Pray until something happens. Push, mzalwane. Uthi, pray until something happens encourages persistent prayer, emphasizing that effective prayer involves not giving up, but persevering in faith and seeking God's guidance and intervention. So don't give up. Pray until something happens. Uthi lamagama implies a refusal to abandon prayer when immediate answers are not received. Luke 18, verse 1 to 8. Yam. Ilapho ke uKristu emphasize khona ukubaluleka kokukhuleka ungaphezi. So khuleka mzalwane, nanoma isimo sinzima khuleka ngoba kunamandla emkhulekweni. Ukhona lapha ekhaya uthanda ukushara nathi izwi mhlambe zikhona izinto ezenzakalayo in your community esingazazi thina. Share nathi and then sikhuleke la kumele sikhuleke khona. 012-334-1322. Yeah. Uloko nje ulunguza ubuka isikhathi sakho ngoba yonke into ihamba ngesikhathi la emsakazweni. Ya isikhathi ke sithi 14:36 ithi ngikunikeze futhi omunye nje umzuzu ukuthi nawe ungene ushare the good news. Nango Pastor Sean Setlhari naye unezwi asiphathele lona, ngicela simboleke indlebe.
Dumela me bahlenhlapo.
Dumela Muruti.
Le ba mamedi ba hao ba ba tle. Ke le dumedi sa bohle ka lebitso le matla le phelang. The name of Yahweh. The name of Yeshu. and the name of Holy Spirit. Ke le dumedisa boraro mbo kgetheileng bo tironeng. Buka ke ya ba Roma, Romans 8, verse 11. The power of Holy Spirit. The power of the living spirit of holy mighty God. Matla amoya o pilang wa mudimu ya pilang moyetsi wa dintho tsohle mudimu ya bilenteng le pele honako. Bukeng ena ya ba Roma ho ngolwa mantsu a reng ka ona moya ona ona o jetsweng ka hare ho wena ke ona moya o modimo wa poloko a tsusitsweng bafung ka ona. The very same spirit that has helped or that has risen Christ from the dead, it is the same spirit that it is in you. Moya ona ona. Oh, ntate mudimu a tsusitseng mudimu wa poloko ka ona dingqalong tsa bafu ha qeta ho thakiswa sefapanong. Ke ona moya ona ona oh o leng ka hare ho nna le wena. Ke ona moya o leng ka hare ho rona. Ke sa bua ka moya mama Nhlapho. Bukeng ya Ezekiel 37 ke mo re kopale mantsu ao ke hona ntate modimo a sibulang, where God was revealing, God was showing the prophet that in you I have planted the spirit of life. In you, there is power that can turn light, darkness into light. There is a spirit that can bring life from the dead. Kikana ko yo date mudimu aneng ar huyena munna bua bophilo hudima hudima taba yena ya masapo. He was on the mountain of the dead. God says to him, bua bophilo hudima masapo ana. Ho ba le taba kholo ke hore modimo hore ho yena budulela moya masapong ana. Me hang hang fela bophilo bae bateng masapong ana. The very same spirit that God used to bring Christ back from the dead is the very same spirit that is in you. Ingodile jwalo bibili hore ona moya ona 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 o Jehova mudimu wa makhutla yena ya matla ntweng ya sa sitweng ke letho Jehova ya halalelang ya dulang dibakeng tse halalelang dingqalong tsa halalo le holoka moya ona ona oo yo mudimu a tsusitseng mudimu wa poloko dingqalong tsa bafu ka ona ke ona moya o leng ka hare ho wena. Moya ona a ka botsa motho ho ba moya ona na jwale o fitile jwang ho nna. In the book of Genesis, Genesis 2 verse 7, ke mo bebeleng e ngolang e re kapa ho bua mantswe a halalelang a reng modimo ya halalelang Yesu, modimo ya halalelang Yahweh, modimo ya halalelang moya o halalelang, the living Trinity, they spoke to themselves and they say, let us create men in our own image, in our own likeness. Taba ke yena mona Hantate Mudimu, but the Taubupa Motu. Man, he was just a lying cop. There was no life in him. Uni Elise Tofela, se chapaletin fati, se sinamabaka, se sinampono, se sinambupilo. Mimudimu, abudulela moya, kaharehuena, mejualeena, abitwambumutu. Because the Spirit of God, it was in him. It is the very same Spirit which you have breathed in your nostrils. The very same Spirit that has risen Christ from the dead is the very same Spirit that God says to Prophet Ezekiel, breathe these bones and bring them back to life. Tabayaka mona kihuri huwena. Moya o jetuinka haru huwena. Ke moya o halalelang. Moya o jetsweng ka hare ho wena. Ke moya o halalelang. In the first Ephesians, Holy Spirit, that's when he spoke and he says, before the foundations of this earth was formed, before this earth was formed, before the foundation, before this crown was made, the crown that your eye can see, Holy Spirit has already granted you the spiritual powers. Mudimu wa poloko ha sa tsositswe mabitleng ga batona dingalong tsa bafu. Ke moya ona ona o philang o halalelang. Bibele iri in the book of John 20:22-23, ba neng ba tshepetse ho yena, they were gathered in one room, yena a kena. Ha a kena, Modimo wa poloko ore peace be with you, le seke la tshaba. Because in you there is the spirit of life. In you there is the living Holy Spirit of God. Me Yesu, God of salvation, Jesu Kriste ka sebele, yena mudimu wa poloko, abudulela, abahemela, ababudulela ka moya o halalela. Me yena yaba o re ho bona amohelang moya o halalela. Receive the Holy Spirit. Taba ya ka ho wena ke yena. You might be going through difficult times. As a policewoman, as a policeman, as a solidar, as whatever profession you might be working, a teacher, as a nurse, in your workstation, in your marriage, in your businesses, in your life, in your dirty country where there is no hope, the living Spirit of God says, in you there is a living Spirit that can clean that dirty country or land you're living in. Bua bophelo, sebedisa matla a moya o jetsweng ka hare ho wena. The secret of the power of this Spirit is to bring back life. Naha ya rona e bodile. It just need a man and a woman who will understand the power of the Spirit which it is planted in their heart. Ha modimo a pelang a tla o fe matla. Kapa ere ke hle ke re amohela moya o halalelang ha Jesu ha o budulela hona. Amohela moya o halalelang ha Yesu, God of salvation, ha o budulela hona to renew the power which was planted in you while you were born. While you were lying down there, God breathed into your nostrils and he gave you the living power of life. May the living Holy Spirit of mighty Holy God be with you now and forever. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.